Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Jacob Baez, B-A-E-Z, Jacob, J-A-C-O-B. Date of birth is 3/24/1976. Date of service is 2/4/2025. Per paragraph, the patient's 48-year-old gentleman presenting to my office for a second opinion for nephrology. Period. He has a past medical history, significant 4-1, hypertension 40 years, next anxiety disorder, slash PTSD. Remove PTSD, just keep anxiety disorder. Next issue of colon polyps, period. Next, he was recently diagnosed in December 2024 via a kidney biopsy to have membranous nephropathy, PLA2R positive. He was seeing another nephrologist with the renal specialist of Houston. He decided to come and see me for another opinion. Period. The patient was advised that he needed to start a rituximab course of treatment. Period. He is seeking a second opinion to see whether he wants to proceed with that or whether he wants to wait. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes left ankle surgery and colonoscopy. Allergies, non-drug allergies, pure paragraph, social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking. He does drink 6 packs per week of beer, no drug use. He works at the Harris County Sheriff's Office, period. Family history, father with diabetes, died from colon cancer complications. Uncles on his mother's side had heart disease, mother is healthy. Review of systems, reveals no headache, good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He does report foaming in his urine with urinary frequency. No leg swelling reported. Not some knee pain is positive. All other systems reviews are negative. Immunization, received one shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil zone reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid breathe laterally, no dripple venous extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema, no paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal swellness, too, no measure, no friction, no lung, acute to auscultation, no crackles or reserved, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, he has trace, edema, right ankle, paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Labs from August 2023 shows creatine 1.19, estimated GFR of 76. Normal electrolyte profile, blood sugar was 115. That's what's from a hospitalization for his ankle. Period. More recent labs from October 2024, hemoglobin 14.3, VN24, creatine 1.17, estimated GFR is 77 with normal electrolytes. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Prior to that, please mention the following. Kidney biopsy done at St. Luke's. On November 18, 2024, shows membranous glomerulopathy, PLA2R positive. And there was amount of fibrosis in the interstitium was around 30%. Period. Paragraph. Assessment at line. One member has nephropathy by kidney biopsy November 2024 with PLA2R positive. I explained to the patient that his chances for complete remission within 5 years is 5 to 25%, and for partial remission with proteinuria less than 2 grams over 5 years is between 25 to 40% at 5 years. His risk for developing end-stage kidney disease is 14% at 5 years, 35% at 10 years, and 41% at 15 years. Period. At the current time, patient wants to assess his risk level for progression. We're going to do a basic workup to assess that. In the meantime, we are going to control his blood pressure. Next diagnosis, hypertension uncontrolled. We're going to increase his lysine oxide to 20 milligrams twice a day. He's going to keep his home blood pressure log and show me the results for further recommendations. We are going to get a 24-hour urine collection to quantify his proteinuria again. Next diagnosis, anxiety, to continue propranolol as needed. Period. Paragraph. Next, chronic kidney disease stage 2. Could be, we are going to reassess his labs, period. Patient is going to see him back in 2 weeks to discuss the results. And the report, thanks.